Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's time for some degeneracy. It's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we're here with Amaterasu Riddlestar. This is Grimm's Wild Card. I just got this game. It's on sale for like 16 bucks, and it's normally way more expensive. And people are praising it on Manga Gamer, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm not crazy about Moege, but this is apparently pretty good, so let's give it a shot. Again, 16 bucks, Manga Gamer, right now. Golden Week sale, get it. I was bored. Even if the subject of the surreal rumors I'd hear might sound interesting, leaving my heart... What? Hold on. Even if the subject of the surreal rumors I'd hear might sound interesting, leaving my heart pounding in anticipation for the briefest of moments, at the end of the day, things that happen in the real world are bound by the restrictions of reality. And so, all rumors end with a realistic conclusion. Alright, now let me check this real quick. Okay. So that's what. Okay, so we'll go. It all just served to make me accept that reality was inescapable. So I turned to books, particularly fairy tales filled with the dreams of children or young adult novels filled with adventure. The worlds in those books were without limit, and I could explore them on wings made of boundless imagination. The stories they told were things I could never experience in reality. Compared to them, the real world was nothing but a bland, bone-dry desert. No matter how far you might search for water to quench your thirst, it would end up being a fruitless endeavor. And even now, in the middle of this parched world, the stars stretching out across the eerily empty sky shine down upon my loitering self. Wow, the stars are so pretty tonight. Isn't it great we went out on a picnic, Tycoon? Being able to see the stars in the city is nothing new. But there wasn't a cloud in the sky today, so this has to be a special starry night. See, no matter where you look, there's so many stars sparkling out there. Hee hee hee, doesn't it make you excited? This place's nickname is Starfall Hill. This small hill without anything around it to obstruct the view is a well-known stargazing spot for the inhabitants of the town of Hoshigono. You're peppy as always. Anyway, if this is a picnic, let's eat. I'm starving. Okay, here, look. Since the sky's so special tonight, the food's special too. Ta-da! Inside the lunchbox that Yua opened up, there were several standard picnic-style sandwiches. Only they were elaborately made, with the bread carefully cut into the shape of a star. As for me, who's somehow out here this late, my name is... Domoto. Domoto Takia, and I'm an average student attending a school in Hoshigono. On the last night of spring break, I was invited by my childhood friend, Arisu Yua. It's a little harder. To go out on a nighttime picnic. A nighttime picnic might have a strange ring to it, but it basically boils down to eating food while looking at the stars together. Alright, well, thanks for the food, Om Nom. Staring intensely. Huh? You're not gonna eat anything, Yua? Don't worry about me. Eat up. It's hard to eat while you're staring at me. Well, if you want to look, I'll let you look as much as you like. With a sigh, I picked up a plastic toothpick with a star at the end and brought a savory piece of fried food made with soy sauce and potato starch into my mouth. So how is it? How many points is this Yua brand lunchbox worth? And of course she said bento. Let's see, about 70 points. Hmm. That score's real average. I'm not sure if I should be happy or not, but next time I'll do my best to make you give it 100 points. Yeah! Well, to tell you the truth, her food's good enough to give it 100 points already. Yua's lunchboxes are absolutely delicious. It wouldn't be an exaggeration to say they're the reason I come... Blah, they're the reason why I came along to begin with. Eating homemade food alone together under the night sky might sound romantic to an outside observer, but as long as it's Yua I'm meeting with, there's no way it would come to that. It's not even that she's my childhood friend. No, Yua is. And just as I thought that, Yua spread out her arms wide behind me and then clung to me tight. Her breath tickled my ear. Alright, Takun, it's a little early, but... we're starting? I'll say it time and time again, as long as I'm with Yua, there's no way it could feel romantic. Look over there, Takun. Over there, over there. Yeah, I can see. That's the hamster constellation. If you connect those stars together, it looks like a hamster jumping around, right? Yeah, it does. That's Ursa Major, though. And that's the alpaca constellation. Its neck is super stretched out, and oh, it's looking straight at us. Ee-hee-hee, it's cute, right? That's Carmelopardalis? Huh. And then there's the rice ball constellation. Once upon a time, there was a prince who loved rice balls. One day, there came a mermaid who fell in love with the prince, and she tried to make rice balls for him. But she couldn't do it underwater, no matter how hard she tried. She cried out big, sloppy tears. She decided to give up on the prince, but... At the moment, the prince said, "These rice balls are for you," and shared the plum rice balls he made during the night with the mermaid. And so, the two of them were bound together, and in remembrance, they created the rice ball constellation. Ee-hee-hee, how was that? Romantic, right? I see, bound together like a rice ball, huh? That's the spring triangle, though. I shrugged my shoulders with boredom as I listened to Yua prattle on and on enthusiastically about her new original constellation. And over there is the omelet rice constellation. That's made with a golden egg that's laid once every 100 years. Hoshigono has a slogan claiming that it's the town closest to the stars. It's a rural town at a high elevation to begin with, but apparently they keep the nightlife to a minimum in order to keep the sky dark and clear so that the stars are always bright. And then the man held the golden egg up to the heavens, and with a pop, it split open and the inside spilled out of it like a fountain. The reason why Yua loves the stars so much is probably because she was raised here. But although she loves the stars, she doesn't do anything that a normal stargazer would do, like use a telescope or research what she was looking at. Instead, she makes up her own original constellations and invents stories about them. Ptolemy would faint if he'd heard it. I know I'm not one to talk, since I like reading fairy tales, but the fact that she can get so passionate about kid stuff is amazing, in a way. And so, with but one golden egg, all the villagers were fed and filled with happiness, and they all lived happily ever after. The stories that you had told were filled with dreams, the kinds of stories that a fairy tale lover like myself would enjoy. But I couldn't put my imagination into the stars like she could. In reality, stars are nothing more than fiery balls of gas, forcefully lumping together unrelated stars separated by countless light years to make constellations, is, from the first moment. Thinking such, I picked up an egg sandwich while making sure Yua didn't hear me sigh. And it was at that moment. Sparkle. A long thread of light ran from the heavens to the ground and promptly disappeared. Ah, I finally got to see a shooting star, and I couldn't make a wish. Wishing on a shooting star, you still believe in that stuff? If you wish on a shooting star, your wish will come true. I hurriedly shook my head as I saw something superimpose itself over Yua. Well, the stars are like God, you know. What? You see, Takun, I realized something incredible. I mean, in every story, God lives in the sky up in heaven, right? Yeah. And when you die, they say you become star-like, or like Buddha, right? And Buddha's like a god, right? And when people wish for something, they ask God or the stars, which means the stars are God. I see. Being forced down Yua's line of reasoning, I said something resembling agreement. Those who believe will be saved, so you should wish too, Takun. Right, okay. Gradually I gave in and joined her in her wishing game as I looked up at the starry sky with reluctance. Oh, I might as well. I already joined her for the picnic and ate her food after all. A wish quickly came to mind. Of course, even if I were to make such a wish, there's no way it would be granted. I know that much. But I think humans can't help but hold a belief, no matter how small, in miracles. It might be a strange way to put it, but we tend to forget the obvious fact that reality is realistic. Well, there are some people who believe that the world is filled with wonder, like Yua, but those people can never get bored. If I was going to have any wish granted, any wish at all, like Yua told me to, I was trying to make a wish that wouldn't be granted. I couldn't help but find what I was doing amusing. While saying things like, that can't be possible, I still held expectations for something fun and wondrous to occur. I guess I'm just human after all. My wishes. Quench the thirst that is my boredom. Sparkle. Ah, another shooting star. Huh? Oh, what a coincidence that a second one would come at just that time. Ah, I'm so jealous. Your wish would come true for sure, Takun. You're so lucky, Takun. Ha, yeah, real lucky. As Yua was genuinely jealous of me, I couldn't help but lament over such a huge waste of luck. However, it didn't end there. Sparkle. A third one? Oh, you're right. I'm gonna get my wish in for sure this time. Wow. Sparkle. Huh? What the... A fourth, a fifth, a sixth. There were so many shooting stars, look at the sky itself was moving as they rained down from beyond the darkness. A meteor shower. They didn't say anything about this in the news today. So beautiful. I've never seen anything like this before. Yua opened her eyes wide in a daze, captivated as she was by the rain of light covering the night sky. But the most surprising thing of all would come after that. The shooting stars aren't going out. Huh? You're right. The shooting stars didn't disappear, and they seem to be sucked in towards the lights in Hoshigono. Or whatever. And then... Uh-oh. That can't be good. Wow. Look at those eyes. Looks like something out of Uzumaki. With a mighty impact, everything around us was surrounded in light bright enough to turn our vision pure white. Huh? What's going on? What is that? Don't tell me. A meteor? No, a meteor shower shouldn't light up like that. It makes no sense. What's going on? While we remained in shock from the sudden strange event, the light and shaking eventually died down. Nothing happened. From what we could see from here, there was nothing different about the town's landscape. What was that just now? Ah, here it comes again. In the night sky, now clear of the meteor shower, a single shooting star remained. But please don't hit the town. Please don't hit the town. Oh, the shooting star is changing its course. Wow. Thank goodness, now it won't fall down on the town. Mr. Shooting Star, thanks for listening to my wish. No, I don't think that's what... Huh? That shooting star, isn't it headed in this direction? The white ball of light drew closer and closer. Whoa! Ah, don't come over here! Crash! The shooting star hit the middle of the hill, causing small tremors to reverberate around it. Haha, looks like it didn't come for us. Ooh, thank goodness. You and I were slightly relieved to see that we were both fine. Hey, let's go to see where it landed. It's on our way back, too. Yeah, let's go. After cleaning up our lunchboxes, we headed to the impact zone with tense looks on our faces. And what was waiting for us there was... What? What's this? A single house with a fantastical and out-of-place shape, it appeared. This house wasn't here when we passed by. Yeah, but it's kind of cute. Creak. Ah, the door opened! You and I quickly hid and watched from a distance. What we saw was... Let's see. A single girl walked out from the house in a timid fashion. Huh? What the? I couldn't see her face well from here, but I could tell that there were two long and thin things bouncing on her head. And the shape of those long, thin things was reminiscent of... How do I say this? Yeah, aren't those rabbit... I hurriedly covered Yua's mouth. Right, they looked like rabbit ears, and two of them were indeed growing out of her head. What's with her? Is that cosplay? Ears that twitch and move are real rabbit ears, no matter how you slice it. But rabbit ears attached to a human head are impossible, so they must be fake. That's what I concluded. During that time, she walked with a hop in her step to the front of the house and looked down at the town from a hill. The hill, rather. I knew it. That town has to be... So this is... Earth? And after looking around restlessly, she let out all her breath in a single go, as if the whole thing had deeply moved her.
So
Oh, that's right. I have to hurry and find it. Find it? What's she looking for? And I can meet that person again. Hey, she's running towards the town. Seeing her exit the scene, Yua and I left our hiding spot. Hey, Takun, this is amazing. That was a rabbit person. She was so cute. I might be talking nonsense, but weren't her ears really realistic? She was talking about Earth, too. Just like an alien. No, it can't be. Things like that don't happen in the real world. That's right. We have to hurry and chase that rabbit. Hey, why do we have to exactly? She's so cute that even if she's an alien, I bet she's a good one. I have to make friends with her. Hey, Yua, wait! Takun, hurry! Seriously, I'm surprised you can be so carefree with all this supernatural stuff happening. I'm honestly impressed. I can't see her anywhere. She really is fast at hopping, just like a rabbit. In the end, we couldn't catch up to those rabbit ears, and we leaned up against a wall trying to catch our breaths. It doesn't look like anything's changed in town. Seriously, what were those shooting stars? But just when my train of thought embarked from the station, it happened. Ring! My heart, which was beating fast with fatigue, started to beat even faster. Was that the sound of a bell? But what's this feeling? Ring! The bell rang again and my heart beat faster. Again, what's going on? When I heard that sound... Ring, ring. Before I knew it, my feet started to move by themselves as I unsteadily walked to where the sound of the bell guided me. What should we do? Look around a little longer? Huh? Takun, where'd you go? The sound of the bell is getting louder. Am I getting closer to the source of the sound? Right when it had rung its loudest yet, the sound of the bell had stopped. Where is this? Hey, what's wrong? It's late out. A voice? Where are you? Over here. Huh? From above? Looking up, I could see another girl, different from the rabbit earlier, smiling at me as she sat on top of a tree branch. This girl. In an instant, my attention became fixated on her appearance, especially her two differently colored eyes. A bell's on her waist, so that's where the noise came from. As I thought that absentmindedly, an indescribable feeling welled up from inside me, leaving me speechless. What is this feeling? It feels kind of painful and kind of sad. A heavy and unpleasant feeling I never want to experience again. What's wrong? You sure are staring at me. But who are you? Alright, I'm a shooting star. A shooting star? I had no idea what she was saying, but... Well, what's your name? Even though I knew I shouldn't get involved with someone that's so suspicious, I couldn't help but be curious. A name, huh? I think. Maybe. I, like, love? And what do you mean by maybe? Heh, I forgot it. Does she have amnesia? Even though I had my doubts, I couldn't take my eyes off her. And then... Her smile instantly faded as though she had suddenly noticed something. Don't tell me. Huh? Don't tell you what. At that moment, just as a gust of wind blew, I felt myself being drawn deeper into her eyes. And when the wind stopped, she had already descended the tree and was standing right in front of me. She suddenly drew close and buried her face in my chest. Hey, what are you? Remaining in that position, she stayed still for a while. And before long, she looked up at me. I knew it! You're Takuya, huh? I'm sure I came here just to meet you. Someone so dear to me. Ba-dump. Distinctly different from her smile earlier, the smile she wore as she said that made my heart skip harder than it ever had before. How do you know my name? Huh? Oh, Yua! As I turned around, I saw Yua, and the clouds began to disappear from my mind. Haha, I finally found you. You just disappeared all of a sudden. That was so mean. Oh, sorry. I was just curious about the sound of that bell. Huh? Bell? What bell? Look over. Wait. Huh? When I tried to point to the girl named Ai, all traces of her had suddenly disappeared. Hold on, guys. It's like, I don't see any bells. No, wait. Over there was... I looked around to make sure she wasn't up in the trees or on top of a fence, but there was no sign of her. You're so weird, Takun. How strange. Flap, flap. Huh? What's that sound? I think it's coming from above us. As we looked up towards that sound... Huh? Uh-huh, I can't see the stars that well anymore. Some kind of large black shadow is passing through the sky and blocking the starlight. Flap, flap. Is it a bird? Birds that are active at night are rare around here, especially ones of that size. Whoa, okay, I found out where the saves are. It's at least as big as a lion, right? Yeah. Flap, flap. Well, it's coming this way. Ah, someone save us. Seeing the large bird-like creature coming for us when Yua ran away as fast as she could. Of course, so did I. Is it really a bird? Isn't that way too big for a bird? I can't go on. Hey, Yua. Maybe it was because she had been running around looking at me, but... Yeah, looking for me, but Yua was completely exhausted. Grah! Damn, it's found us already. Grab. Without even thinking, I held Yua tightly, intending to shield her. Grah! Flap, flap, flap. Huh? That bird went away. Maybe it wasn't after us to begin with, but it flew back up into the air as if nothing had happened. Phew, we're saved. Huh? Oh, right now it seems like I've pushed down you on the ground. Our faces are only 10 centimeters apart. The thing's Takun, but this... This is, Yua's actually looking rather sexy. Maybe it's because she's so sweaty. But despite the sweat, unlike a man, she smells kind of sweet. Feeling her soft mounts pushing against my chest, I hurriedly separated myself from her. Right, Yua's growing up to be a woman. Wait, why am I thinking about Yua like that? She's my childhood friend. I was so nervous. I thought you were going to kiss me. Like I'd do something like that. But more importantly, I'm glad nothing happened. Yeah. Me too. Still, what was that just then? Yeah, there sure are some weird animals out there. Ha ha ha. Calm down. There's probably some kind of condor that escaped from a nearby zoo or something. Right, nothing strange is going on. Only boring things ever happen in reality. The meteor shower hitting the ground, the bright light was probably something else entirely. The house was probably here from the start, and I just so happened to meet two weird girls one after another. That's all. Alright, let's go home for tonight. Yeah, I wanted to find that rabbit, but it's pretty late. Wow! Ah! Oh, that's not the bird. That's a baby. Ah, a baby is crying somewhere. Hey, what's that noise? Babies cry all the time. Yeah, but why is she making such a scared face? This isn't a horror story or anything. There's no way weird things will keep happening over and... Huh? What's with the footsteps? Wow! Ah! The baby's crying is getting closer. The sound gradually drew closer behind us, and when we turned around... Human-faced pig? Wow, wow, oink, wow! A pig with the head of a baby was looking right at us. Yeah! The human-faced pig slowly drew closer to us. What was that? Grunt. Eat me. What? Yeah. This time a man with an impossibly large, cracked open head came running at us. Owning a piece of his face in his hands. Wah, wah, oink, wah. Ah, it's coming back. Car, car! Oh, wow, the bird from before is back too. And from that point on, we ran here and there in panic. And in the end, we had no idea which road we took or which way we went. And finally, we ended up in a place we knew very well. Aha, oh, this is... It was the front gate of the school we went to, Akashiro Academy. And, despite all the weird, crazy shit that's going on, we're gonna go ahead and end this one. Thank you guys for joining us on Grimm's Hentai Corner. And this is a hentai game. It has 50 goddamn scenes, and several are animated. Yeah, I know, right? Where's the hentai, Grimm? If you want me to continue doing this one, which I just bought, and you can pick up for $16 right now on sale... actually more expensive. You can get it at Manga Gamer during their Golden Week sale. So pick it up if you like what you are reading. I do. I'm into this. This is cool. I didn't know if I was going to get into it, but there's like a man with his face in his hand and stuff. So maybe this is going to be more interesting and not like a cute and cuddly thing. But I heard the story's really good, and it is good. So let's continue. Let me know if you guys want me to do more of Amaterasu or whatever the hell this one is. That shows how tired I am. Amaterasu Riddle Stars. Boom. There we go. If you want more of Amaterasu Riddle Stars, let me know and we'll go ahead and try to see if we can stuff it in there. Of course, don't forget the mainstays are still being worked on. So, this will be the Grimm Lord, and I am out of here. See you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.